Hello, yo! What's up, peoples? It's your boys again, Skeet, along with the homie Big Sexy. And you know what? We just coming at you from a different tip all the time and from the same place all at once. Big Sexy!
All right, today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're not going to drop knowledge on you. We're just going to fuck with you a little bit. Here we go. You've probably seen the places in the mall, the Build-A-Bear.
Right.
Those places are fun to go to if you got a girlfriend or whatever.
Right.
But today, I'm beating around the bush. We're going to build a bitch.
We're going to build a bitch? Big Sexy?
We're going to build a bitch.
I like that.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. But for those of you who don't understand what we're trying to do here today, we're going to pick all of our favorite body parts from all of our favorite women and put them together into one superior being. Oh. One bitch who would be way too good for us. On every level.
Alright, so wait, how
just,
you
want... I said we should start head to toe.
Alright, so do you wanna say, alright, your body parts match my body parts, or do you wanna
we'll
say
go head to toe. We'll just start from the beginning to the top. From the top.
Okay.
Right. For me, okay, how about this? I think the girl needs to be kinda tall.
Okay.
Kinda tall.
What do you mean tall? You mean 5'7" or
5'8"? I think 5'7", 5'8".
Or maybe
five,
like 6'.
No, you don't want to be taller than you.
Okay.
You don't want to be taller than you.
All right. So we can go 5'7" and a
five,
half.
5'7", 5'8".
That's
where she's at.
Okay.
The hair.
Sorry, short players out there.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Get those lifts in your shoes like Ryan Seacrest. Whatever. Sorry,
all right, here
sorry.
We go, here we okay. go, here we go, here we go.
So she's about 5'7", 5'8". Hair color.
Woo! That's a big one, dog. That's a big one. Because you know if we say blonde, you know automatically what
she's
that
a bit
is.
White girl.
You know exactly
where you're at. I know where your head's going. I know where your head's at.
So we gotta.
I'm thinking she gotta be brunette.
Brunette? Yeah. Because that encompasses a lot. That encompasses a lot. Okay. Well, I'll tell you like this. If you get to pick the hair color, I'm going to pick the eyes.
Okay. Whose eyes you taking? You have to get a specific girl's eyes. Come on. Pull them from a girl. I got a couple. Just popping my
I'm
head
stealing
right
Los Ojos up in this bitch. Let me see. I got a. There's too many out there.
I got a couple just top of my head right now.
There's too many out there.
Scarlett Johansson.
She got pretty eyes, but she ain't got the ones that I want to work
Jessica
with.
Jessica Alba.
Not on this one.
Kim Kardashian.
They big though, but I'm talking about like
Kim Kardashian will be mentioned later with the ass.
She will okay. come back.
Give me somebody. Come on, you want them?
Adriana Lima got some pretty ass eyes.
Dude, give me some. All right.
Alright, so she's brunette. She's 5'7" and a half. 5'7" and a half, maybe 8. 5'8". With Adriana Lima's eyes.
And she's got Adriana Lima's eyes. She's brunette. Okay, the smile. This is the nicest smile ever.
Oh my goodness.
This is hard because there's a lot of girls with great
smiles.
There's
some pretty smiles out there in this world.
There's a lot of great smiles. That's a tough one, actually.
I know a girl that ain't famous, and I can't even mention her because, oh my God, y'all people out there don't know who she is. But Jesus Christ! But let's mention somebody famous. Who got a famous nice smile?
There's so many of them. There's so many girls who have great smiles.
We might have to come back to that.
I think we might do because there's so many. There's so many.
All right, so
let's go to a good one. Let's go to the titties.
The titties.
Who has the nicest titties? Let's go to the titties. Selma Hayek.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Have you ever seen them though?
Back in the day.
Have you seen them?
No, I haven't.
That's what I'm saying. Selma Hayek has been naked in a bunch of movies. And you've seen them titties in there.
Them titties are nice.
Them titties are the bomb. How about someone like and Selma Hayek is like 40 now too. And those things are still bomb.
Damn.
So you get her when she was 19?
Son
of a bitch. I just got the chills.
Let's do this.
I think we're going.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson got some nice titties.
I told you, I watched a whole movie with her in it just because I thought her titties were going to pop out. And then I got mad because I got mad. I was like, I can't believe I just sat through this boring ass movie and she ain't showed one titty. So, who else we got?
So we're staying with Salma Hayek.
Okay.
Because they're perfect. We've seen them. Mm-hmm. And she's 40 still and they're still perfect.
Yes.
So I think that's where we're staying at it.
Okay. So she got Selma Hayek's titties. She's got a...
Adriana Lima's eyes. She's brunette. She's about 5'7" and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. But the lips.
She's already starting out fucking
good. What about just the lips? Besides Angelina Jolie.
Ooh.
It's got to be Angelina Jolie. There's no question. She got the lips. Yeah. She got Angelina Jolie's lip for
sure.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I have to agree with you on that one.
Okay, we still can't bring up the smile. The smile is, that's a huge...
Should we go to the hips?
The hips, go ahead.
I'm thinking...
Beyonce?
I'm thinking two people, Beyonce and Shakira.
Shakira, yeah.
I'm only thinking Beyonce and Shakira.
Yeah, Beyonce and Shakira, yeah. I think it's Beyonce.
That's a tough... You know what? I wouldn't complain either way. I wouldn't complain either way.
Shakira's a little smaller. I like a little bigger hip.
Beyonce, what?
Because she already got the Selma Hayek chest, so she's got to have a kind of bigger hip. She can't have the small, tiny Shakira hip.
That's real. That's real.
You can't have an upside down like triangle.
I'm with that.
You can have the hourglass.
All right, now speaking of the hourglass, what you think about maybe, I don't know, like, you know, maybe a Heidi Klum waist.
Heidi Klum.
I mean, I just
Heidi Klum from like '97 though.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying thin waist.
Yeah, she's got to have a thin waist. Body is just banging, just like the midsection.
That's tough.
Someone just has just a banging midsection.
Somebody that you just want to grab and just.
You know who has one? Demi Moore.
Really?
Demi Moore. Yeah.
I haven't seen her lately.
I've seen her recently.
All right.
That's just I wouldn't.
No. We can do better.
I think we do better. How about Michelle Rodriguez?
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez.
I like her midsection.
Oh, I want to pound that so bad. Michelle Rodriguez, if you're listening, I want to pound you. Pound you hard. Yeah. I hope you hear it exactly the way... I hope you hear it exactly the way
it's coming.
But
she's just like you. She got DUIs and shit.
I'm saying, you know, we can... I'm telling you, bitch, I will ride with you.
Imagine me in heaven. Yeah.
Yes, you don't even know how fucking kindred spirits we are. If you just only knew your boy Ski.
Oh, you know who has a dope midsection? Talking about Adriana Lima, her best friend, Alessandra Ambrosio.
Let's look that bitch up, please.
Yeah, she's
can we
the,
look that bitch up?
She's in the Victoria's Secret. That bitch, she got long, slender midsection.
All right, so that's our waist.
That's the waist. That's the waist. Right there. Okay, and then she got Beyonce's hips.
Whose legs?
Ooh. Gotta have long legs.
Gotta have long,
long
fucking
curvy legs. You know who had good legs?
Rebecca Romaine.
I always remember. Yeah, she's not Stamos no more.
Yeah, but Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah, I remember she had some nice legs.
And Stamos is actually, sorry to kill the, Stamos actually went gay, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, he didn't?
I don't think, did he?
I don't know.
Nah, he's an old school player.
Okay, good.
I don't think he went gay.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, he's an old school John. Player. Sorry, John. He's been around the block a few times.
All right, good. Getting your... He probably kicked it with Bayo at them parties.
Scott Baio, that's an old joke. We're going to do a whole episode about Scott Baio. Scott Baio has been around.
All right, so we didn't pick the body parts so far.
Okay. Except for the smile. The smile, I don't know. There's so many. I like, we had just a great smile. I like Kim Kardashian's smile.
Kim Kardashian is
I think I just like Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian is dope.
I just like Kim Kardashian. That's the ass. We're agreeing on that's the ass.
Oh yeah. Easily.
Yeah, that's the ass.
There's only three other people we can pick.
Who?
J-Lo, Kim Kardashian, Vita Guerrera.
Ooh, Vita Guerrera. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, that motherfucking ass
her,
is.
Her butt looks. She has a fat butt though.
No, I know. That's the only problem.
She has a fat butt.
I mean, like. That's a little much butt. That's a much butt. We'll call that much butt.
I think Jennifer Lopez might have the best ass, though.
Jennifer Lopez.
Because she was so
Beyonce
skinny.
Even got a nice ass.
Beyonce has a big ass. Let's keep it real. Beyonce, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. I love a big ass. But she definitely has a big ass.
You know who I forgot about?
Preach.
What's that chick's name that did Wild on E back in the day? You know that shit.
Oh, Brooke Burke?
Yeah, her waist. We could have had her waist.
Oh, that's the waist. That's the new waist.
Brooke Burke was the shit.
Yeah, they're perfect. There you go.
All right.
There you go. That was a good one.
I see you know who else we're forgetting about her? We can't forget about her.
You know who we're forgetting who has a nice waist?
Who?
Jessica Biel.
That bitch is bad.
Jessica Biel.
Look, player.
She might even have a nice smile.
Player. If you've never seen that movie, Chuck. Larry, what was that bullshit?
I never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was some Adam Sandler and that dude from some other show, whatever.
Yeah, that one guy.
But the best part about the movie, Jessica Biel in her underwear. Check that out. Check that out.
Have you ever seen her naked on the internet?
You mean the site we're going to look up in like 10 seconds?
Yeah. Jessica Biel. She might be the most underrated chick.
She is. You know what the best part about it, too? She was on that show, Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
And,
That's why she got fired from that show. She got fired from that show for posing nude.
I could give a shit about that show.
She wasn't really nude, but she was nude.
I could give a shit about the Bible Belt. I could give a shit about all that. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck, dog. I don't give a fuck. But Jessica Biel, you know what? If you got fired from that show, hey, holler at your boy. I got your back anytime. And Seventh Heaven, maybe y'all should have paid her more.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all should have paid her more. Guess
gave
what?
Her a more edgy role or something.
Because I swear to God, I would have been watching that show if that would have happened. But you know what? Y'all go ahead and fight the good fight. Whatever.
Yeah, look how stupid you guys are. The only reason people were watching. They fired her.
I think I might watch another episode of that. Oh, my bad. Is it still on?
The longest running show of all time.
Wow.
Seventh Heaven. Never seen an episode.
Shit. I won't even watch that shit in syndication. Keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Okay, let me see. She might be the nicest smile, too. She's fucking bomb.
She is the bomb.
She might even be the girl that we're describing.
She just had, if she had Adriana Lima's eyes. And wait, whose titties did we pick? Oh, did I forget
Salma
the titties?
Hayek.
Titties! Titties!
Jessica Biel has some nice titties, though, too.
Yes, she do.
I told you, man. We might be describing her.
Chuck and Larry. Chuck and
Larry. Oh, man. We might be describing Jessica Biel and not even knowing it.
Derek Jeter? Derek Jeter, call the station, please.
Justin Timberlake hit that, too.
Justin Timberlake hit
that? I think he's in there right now.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I think Justin Timberlake and her are together. They've been together for a minute.
I'm so fucking jealous.
Justin Timberlake is a G.
Yeah, give
he's right up there in the MVP race.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Justin Timberlake, we got your back on something. We don't know when we can have your back on yet, but we got your back.
So. Yeah. Your music, we're not doing your music. I give you props for a white boy from Kentucky or whatever.
Yeah, whatever
Tennessee,
the fuck it is, yeah.
I give you some props. You got some soul.
Yeah.
But.
And you can dance your ass off.
Yeah, but.
You know.
But, dot, dot, dot. Yeah, you're not us. We don't have a vagina, and we're old enough to vote.
Yeah.
We're not in your demographic. But it's all good. We give you your props. Especially seeing how much you're getting.
Yeah. Good times.
You got Britney Spears when she was hot.
That was the best, man. How could you
when
ever...
When she was hot.
Man. You can't
before
correct.
She crashed and burned.
I'm saying, you know what? Yeah. We might have to shut it down real quick, though. What time are we looking at?
We're good.
We can keep going?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
I think we already built our bitch, though.
Our telephone's something they need to hear.
I think we built our girl, though. We got her from head to toe. I think we're down. We got the hair. She's probably preferably brunette. Maybe a light brunette.
Got the nice hips.
Yeah, we got the hips. We got the eyes.
Got the titties.
We got the waist. Ooh, Brooke Burke. That's good.
Brooke
Burke, that's a good call.
Man. Yeah,
good call.
You know, I can't forget about that bitch.
Got the Kim Kardashian / Jennifer Lopez butt.
My goodness. Do y'all know what y'all looking at when y'all see that?
The long, curvy legs like Rebecca Romijn. I think we got our girl.
Alright, now
basically, we said we just described Jessica Biel, but we
No. How down would she be?
Alright, yeah, that's how the attitude. There you go.
Yeah. Alright. She's down like Britney Scott.
I was gonna say the same thing.
If y'all been listening, y'all know where we coming from. Britney Scott is the chick.
That bitch is our mascot.
Yes, she is.
She's the mascot.
If you're looking at the site right now, you know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Skeeting Big Sexy Podomatic. If you're just hearing the feed, Skeeting Big Sexy Podomatic. Check out Britney Sky or many of her other talents in her other movies.
She's the mascot. She's right. The reason we started this show, basically.
Yeah, she's dope, dog. She's dope. She brought
she
us out
that
of
attitude.
Heidi.
She's down. She's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I guess our girl. I guess she'd have a brain, right?
Do we hope for her to have one?
I mean, I guess, in theory, we want to talk to her a little bit.
Yeah.
She'd have to be a neat freak, so she'd clean up after us all the time.
Yeah, I guess I gotta learn how to put a condom on her. You know, I'm too drunk.
If she's perfect, then you don't have to.
She had
a hysterectomy. She had a hysterectomy.
But look. Let me say this, too. Britney Sky, I'm gonna tell you this. Britney Sky, if you're out there, you're listening, you got me to watch tennis one day. Because I think you jumped out naked on some tennis court or something with your tops out. Yes, this bitch did. She jumped out naked with her top out or something. I was like, what happened?
In a real tennis match?
In a real tennis match. Oh, no, wait. Maybe it was golf or some shit. Like, I don't even remember what match it was. I just remember I was flipping channels and they was like, oh, this bitch jumped out naked. And I'm like, that's my bitch. That's Britney Sky. I got some pornos with that bitch in it. So, Britney Sky, you're the truth. You're the shit. And you know what? We got your back. More than Justin Timberlake, but we got your back.
So, I think that's it then. I mean, attitude. She kind of has a break. She's definitely a meat freak to pick up after us all the time. She's a giver.
Yeah.
She's definitely a giver.
I want a little bit of Keisha Cole in that bitch, too.
Just in case. Rider.
Yeah, you know, just in case. You know, just handle it. You know, in case I'm out, you know, that she just want to handle somebody. Like,
yeah, so she's a rider too?
Like, I'm like, you know, I ordered some food at, like, McDonald's, and I'm like, that bitch didn't give me my ketchup. She like, just chill. Just chill, Ski. Just
what?
Chill.
What? What did that bitch do? Oh, yeah. She got some rider in it too? Okay.
What the french fries like don't that. Come with ketchup?
I like that. She's a rider. Literally.
Yeah.
She's a rider. So, yeah, I think, we got our girl.
All right,
we're good.
Put y'all 2 cents in if y'all want to put it in.
Definitely. This is the topic we definitely want to hear your input on this one. For sure.
Put the 2 cents in and play it.
For sure.
All right, we're gonna peace out again. Y'all know we love y'all or something like that. But we love y'all enough. All right.
Enough, yeah.
Peace, play it.
Even though you're not paying us. See ya.
See ya.